Okay, we are live. Welcome everyone to a new episode of the Women's Empowerment Series. I have with me a beautiful guest from Morocco, Siham Malek. I am so honored and so happy to have you with me.
Welcome. Oh, the honor is mine, Dr. Hind. I'm very, very happy to be here with you today and to be with all the beautiful ladies that follow you.
Yes. And you know how much I admire your work. I admire the incredible woman you are. You're a mother of three, and you are a founder, CEO, managing director of Integrate, and you are the branding queen. So we're going to talk about branding today.
Oh, that's my favorite subject, actually. And you just got into the right, rhythm that I want to be talking about today.
Amazing. So let's get started and tell us about you, Siham. How did it all start? What brought you to really become such a reference in the branding field?
Well, actually, it didn't really start with branding. My initial experience started with market research and consumer understanding and insight. And as we know, and it has developed to becoming, I became a fan of branding because I believe that we cannot be in branding if we don't understand who are we talking to, who is our consumer, who is our target. So basically it started from, first of all, I did it the other way around. So I understood the people, I understood the consumer, I understood the market, and then I moved to the branding part. So I have a branding experience with a background of market research and consumer research.
So you started as a market research.
Exactly.
What is that? I mean, is it marketing? What does it entail?
Well, market research is all about...
Hi, everyone joining us. I'm just greeting everybody for joining us. Let us know where you're connecting from and say hello to us and if you have any questions, jumping in. Okay, sorry. So what does it mean, market research?
So market research is basically market intelligence. It's understanding our market, understanding basically and mainly our consumers, the people who are going to buy our products, our offer, the people who are going to buy our ideas if we're just, a public speaker.
Yeah.
So market research is all about accompanying a brand or a product or a person in making informed decisions based on a better understanding of that receiver, the person who will receive the message, the person who will receive our product, the person who will receive our offer.
Okay, so does it mean, is that what we call marketing or is it completely different?
No, it's completely different. Market research is part of marketing. It's the basis of marketing. Marketing is actually, trying to sell a product. It's pushing a product to a market. While market research, it's understanding the market. It's part of marketing, but it's not completely marketing because marketing got communication, it got brand strategy, it got some other. But market research is the basis. This every marketing should start with market research because we need to understand the market we're going to, our competitive landscape, the market landscape, the pricing strategy we should use, and for that we need to know what the value of our product in the eyes of our consumers. We need to understand what are the needs of our consumers, how can we reply to those needs. Does our product reply to consumers' needs, or is it just a nice to have? It helps us also understand what kind of messages we need to give or we need to use to actually convince and attract the right target that we're looking for. And yes, go on.
Which means this is very advanced, actually. I mean, when you say marketing is more broader, but it's a lot of data, a lot of analytics, a lot of math, a lot of science behind, isn't it?
Not only, because it's an art and science. Market research is actually two ways of doing things. What we call qualitative and quantitative. So quantitative is actually data, surveys, data analytics, you know, statistics behind it, math behind it. But there's also the qualitative where we explore. And that is the art of exploring, you know, the unsaid.
I love that. Really
what's been told. And, and that getting to the emotions also of the person. We don't only research, you know, what they do, behavior. We also research, you know, the motivations behind, and usually there are emotions behind every and each single decision we make, and that we need to understand for our consumers. And that we cannot do it with data. It's an art. It's not only, you know, scientific.
So it's you need to be have a mathematical mind, data analysis, but you also need a lot of emotional intelligence. Is that what I hear?
Exactly. Exactly. You have to have emotional intelligence. We have people who are specialized, for example, on qualitative, and these people usually they are more, you know, artistic, they are creative. They are also people who are very emotionally very intelligent, and they have cognitive interview techniques, which is like the police. They can actually, which is used by the police, because they can take you into your unconscious state of mind until you remember things that you don't usually talk about. So it's
oh my god, that's detective, like a detective. Oh,
I don't do that. I don't do that. I have people
I don't
in my
know.
Team who do that.
Is that right? So this is incredible. So data analysis, and when you are into the qualitative, it's like behavior. Real
and emotions, motivations, triggers. Exactly.
What is, give us like one exciting example of something you have investigated that really, you know, where you used all of this.
Well, we investigate so many, many products, you know, and it goes from fast moving goods to services to, you know, I can be talking till tomorrow morning about all the research.
There is one example that
is interesting was one of our big clients. It was exploring the cuisine culture in other countries. So we had to travel around in other countries. And the way we did the research is that we didn't go and ask the people what they do. We went and we cooked with them in their own kitchen with their own ingredients. So we've learned so many things, you know, and while we're cooking, we're asking questions in a fun way, while it was actually a research. And we got so many, you know, insights and information that we wouldn't get just by observing or just by asking questions.
Amazing.
And that was fun. And we learned so many new recipes on top of all.
I like that. So was that for a spice or was it?
It was for a bouillon, actually.
A bouillon. Yes. Oh, wow. I like that. And so you have a big team then to be able, do you need like people that are specialized in different sectors to be able to stand and to understand properly?
I have people not in sectors, in methodologies, but also in domains, what we call domains in our jargon, which is, you know, we have people who are special. Of course, people can do everything, but we have people who are more specialized in branding, for example, all the research around branding. We have people specialized in innovation products, you know, research around innovation. We have creative, so those who do advertising testing and, you know, advertising development. And we have also what we call the shopper, which is the road to market, you know, the buyer, the person who wants to buy. So we study that as well. So we have the different domains, and we have people specialized, what we call the champions. So every time we have an object or like we have a research or a project on a specific subject, we go ask that person because they have a deep knowledge of that domain.
Oh, I like that. What part of that big process do you love, you as a person? Which part
branding.
That keeps you thrilled?
I love the branding part because it goes beyond market research. And I strongly believe that we are all brands. Everything around us is brand. Everything around us is a brand. But is it a strong brand? That's the difference.
Mm.
So we can be a brand, but are we a successful brand? Are we an irresistible brand?
Wow.
Can people resist us?
I like that.
And what I like is to help brands become irresistible.
Ooh, that's a lot of magnetism, and everybody wants to be irresistible, isn't it? Okay, so when you say brand, do you speak of person as a brand, or is it a product, both. Or is it both?
I think a person is a brand, of course. Any product is a brand. Any offer is a brand. And I want to ask a question to you.
Sure, sure.
What is branding to you? What is a brand?
Okay, me, what I think is branding is like when I am not in the room, what people say about me. That's what I feel is branding. It's like when you're not here, what people think and say about a product or about a person.
I love this because this was the analogy I was going to talk about. Actually, let's say someone wants to marry a woman.
Okay.
Okay. He's gonna be talking to his friend about her. Uh-huh. Of course, he's gonna say she's blondie, she has blue eyes. But that's not the most important thing, you know. That's just the graphic design of a brand. So many people confuse a brand with, you know, the logo and the colors. That's not the brand. Mm. It's just like if someone who wants to marry a woman, he was going to marry her because she has blue eyes and blonde hair.
Okay.
No, it can be part of, you know, maybe he's attracted to blondies.
Well, what if he marries a dark one with a black hair? That's an interesting example you gave here.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, that's just an example. But for what? Why would he be marrying her for real? He would be, you know, talking about her like she's powerful. She's resilient. She is, you know, strong. She is funny. That's the brand. That's the brand. That's the heart of the brand. The rest is, you know, we can be blonde today and brunette tomorrow. We can dye our colors.
And vice versa, you know?
Exactly.
And vice versa.
Exactly.
So it's not about the colors. It's not about the logo. It's not about what people think. It's just spending time doing the graphic design. It's more than that. And I think that's a very strong message here.
Exactly. The graphic design is the last step. It's the last phase of a branding.
Yes.
Branding starts with, first of all, understanding who we are. Who am I? What is my offer? If it's a product, what is my product? If it's a company, what is my company about? The why, first of all, before we start, you know, the journey of branding. And then we move, that's the inside out, but there's the outside in, which is understanding the target market, understanding the people I'm talking to, understanding the people who are going to buy my product, the people who are going to use my service. Who are they? What they need? What they're looking for? Why would they want to be associated with me?
Yeah.
What would attract them to me? And that's how we build the brand strategy.
I think everyone who wants to build a brand, Siham is your reference. You should come to Ziyarb. And I mean, I am so, you know, we know each other for some time now. And I, you know, I think your work is just incredible and all this knowledge. And I know you're working on something very special. Is it something maybe we can use this platform to announce, you know, that you becoming a new author and you're writing your book. And so what's the process? You are in the ongoing process. Tell us about it and how does it feel?
Well, writing a book? Well, first of all, you know, doubts.
Congratulations. Because
thank you. It's my first one. My first book, but not the last one.
No, never.
Process.
Never. And so what is, I mean, what's the feel and, you know, all this knowledge, what's the drive to do that?
Basically, The drive was, first of all, to me, to prove to myself that I'm able to write a book, because I always thought I wasn't. I always thought I didn't have enough value to add to this world. But I think every and each one of us has value to add to the world.
Of course.
And every and each of one needs to have the confidence to go after our dreams. So this book comes like a dream come true. It's like, you know, it's a new page in my life. It's a new page in my life because it's a start of something beautiful I'm trying to build. And the book is summarized in a storytelling way, my knowledge about market research and branding. And I wanted it to be like a guide to the decision makers out there who need to know what market research can add and the value that market research can add to their business and how it can help them make more informed decisions and how it can help them grow their brand.
So that. I absolutely
that's
love
the story of my book.
I love it. And I think it's really timely because it's very important to understand and to give a guide or to give like step by step to people how to recreate their brand, rethink their brand and build it, you know, because we know that if you don't do yourself your brand, the market would do it for you anyway. So might as well be the one doing it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. If we don't build our brand, you know, the people will build it for us. So,
yes.
We, you know, build what we want to show to others instead of letting them put on us attributes that do not belong to us.
Yeah. How hard is that? How hard is it? Like, I mean, this is like, it feels like the way you explain it, it feels like so easy and elegant. You're so gracefully talking about it. But in reality, how?
Building a brand?
Yeah.
It is. It's not easy. It's not easy. But it's got to start. You know, if we do things the right manner, it shouldn't be that difficult. But we need to do it from the start in the right manner. You know, in the
what is the right manner?
As I said, we need to. The process is to first of all start with the why. Why do we exist? Why are we here? The purpose, our purpose. Every and each brand needs to have a purpose. Why do we do what we do? If we are here or we are just to sell things and make money, that's not enough. We need to add value to people's life. And that has to be the first thing for any brand. We need a brand needs to add value to people's life.
I love that.
And after that, and the second step, which is the most important step as well, is to understand again the people we are selling to. What are their needs? Emotional needs. Not, I'm not talking about functional needs. I'm not talking about benefits of a product. I'm not talking about, you know, it's going to help me write faster or whatever. It's about how do I connect with that product in terms of
Does it speak to me, like to my... inner me,
exactly. And that's we like all have different needs, emotional needs for the same product, and so the brand needs to find out which emotional need I'm going to answer and position myself on that emotional segment.
Yes.
And once you position yourself, you need to be the leader, you need to be an authority. It's not You cannot, and when I say a leader, that doesn't mean you have the highest market share, but at least you choose a niche or you choose, you know, a positioning and you lead that positioning.
Okay.
You lead it. Second thing, it's not a me too. You cannot be a me too. You need to stand out.
What does it mean, a me too?
Me too, you cannot be like a copy paste of some another brand. You cannot be like, I want to copy Dr. Hind because she does that. I'm going to do like her. No, you need to be different.
You need to find your uniqueness. Yeah, I love that.
Exactly. You need to find your uniqueness. Exactly.
And let it shine. You need to use that to shine.
Exactly. So we said you need to be a leader. You need to deliver in emotions. You need to stand apart. So you need to be different. Uh-huh. And you need to be consistent. Which means
consistent.
You cannot be today talking about power or presenting yourself as a powerful brand and tomorrow become a funny brand. Or you cannot, cannot be today red and tomorrow blue, you know, and to make it simple.
So you need to really stick to who you are.
Exactly. And consistent through the time, but also the touch points, what we call the touch points, which means if I am on a live, for example, and I talk in a way, I'm not going to go tomorrow on a presentation and talk in a different way or say something different. I need to be consistent.
Yeah, you have to be recognized for who you are.
Exactly.
Which means that you really need to mirror your true self.
Then you don't. Authentic. We need to be authentic. Because if we fake it, we're not going to be consistent.
Never. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, very well said, because it's many times in this series, Women Empowerment Series, that comes the you know, we talk about how some people say you need to fake it till you make it. It's not about that at all. It's the truth. And being the truth is never faking. It's really who you are, truly. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's what I love about you and the work you do is like you give that authenticity in what you do, and that's because of the emotional connection.
Exactly. Exactly. And when we work with clients on their brands, for example, and if the brand already exists, the first thing we start with is that we look at the history of the brand. What did that brand did and how it was created. We look at the father of the brand or the mother of the brand, the person who created that brand. And the brand needs to reflect that person. It needs to reflect it on the brand strategy. So it's very important also to start with the history of the person, to start with self.
Oh, really?
Before looking onto the future. We cannot just come and cut what we did till now and start from all over, from zero, actually. We can pick up what we've done in the past, make it look, you know, oriented towards the positioning we chose, but we need to use it because that's what made us live or actually that's what gave us birth, because that's why we exist today. That person who created that product, for example, or a brand, that brand needs to reflect that person, needs to reflect that need and that idea behind that first.
Yes.
Creation.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to go back a little bit about the consistency parts because, you know, I like the way you said that, you know, you can't have blue and then show up red tomorrow and show up in another color. But then if you are in a trend where you want to be always in evolution and growth and keeping up what's happening in the market, how do you find that balance between being the evolution but in the same time keeping your consistency with what you started with?
Yes, being consistent doesn't mean, you know, not being flexible or not being, you know, or evolving. We can evolve, but within the same positioning, which means we can still be consistent. We can still, but we're flexible. We can change the color lightly. We can, you know, use other ways of ideas or platforms for communications, but we are still. We are still on the same position in which chose. We are still answering the same emotional needs we've initially chose. What positioning is actually connecting with the person on the same emotional state, let's say, the same way. So if we are connecting with people who are looking for power, we can evolve with them. We can, like today, be in purple and tomorrow move a bit to the gold, but we're still connecting with the people who are looking for the power. We didn't move to connect with people who are funny and wants to dance and, you know.
No, and hip hop.
Stay with those people who are looking for the power.
I like that.
You can evolve with them, but you're still talking to the same people.
Yeah. So you're like, this is why it's important to find your niche. You know who you're talking to.
Exactly.
Find it like real, not like, let's try this and then we'll try that. Yeah.
And when we try to talk to everyone, we talk to no one. So we need to make sure that we talk to specific people.
Yes. So what is the book for? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to business decision makers who want to know how they can use market research to build more informed decisions for their business growth.
I love it. I'm taking it, definitely. And I'm sure everyone here was so excited. And I'm so proud of you, you know, of putting all these things together. We have Tunisia in the house also. Hi, Tunisia.
Hi.
And, you know, this book is going to be available to everyone. And I wanted to, you know, I want you to maybe take this last few minutes to share about your experience within the mastermind. I think you are such a beautiful leader and everybody loves you so much. In fact, I share it with everyone, they follow you. But I want you to really say a few words about how was your experience? Was it helpful? Did you find it?
It was wonderful. It was just, you know, the one word to say, it's a life-changing experience, actually. And I encourage anyone who is still hesitating to go ahead and, you know, do the masterclass. It's a life-changing experience because you discover yourself. You discover all the you know, the capacities that we have within us. And we discover that life is not about running around. Life is not, success is not about, you know, being busy all the time. And this is what I was. I always thought, you know, the day I will stop working and running, that means, you know, I'm not successful. But I learned that that's not true, and that we need to open up for the beautiful opportunities that are waiting for us in a calm state.
Yes.
In a calm state. And this is very important because I am happy while I'm doing much more things. Mm. I'm very calm and I feel like I'm just relaxing all the time.
Yes.
It's beautiful. That is beautiful, actually, you know, feeling like you're having fun all the time.
Yeah.
And nothing is, you know, I'm not going to say the word because even with the, you know, the word we shouldn't be using.
No. That in our class, you're like, always feel grounded, feel good, beautiful, positive outlook, and everything will be okay.
You know, with the mastermind, you learn to relax while you're doing beautiful things, while you're growing. And this is very, very important. You know, at the end of the day, success in life is what? Is being happy, being relaxed, and seeing things, you know, happening around you and seeing that you're growing and you're moving and things are, you know, you're realizing things. And this is beautiful. And this is a wonderful feeling. And thank you, Dr. Hin, for, you know, bringing that version of me. And, you know, I'm just happy that our ways crossed and we met.
Yes. It's the same feeling. I'm so honored to be with women like you, to watch women like you transform and grow, and to celebrate you. I mean, like, seriously. And you know, this very series that we do is really to give that space, because women are doing amazing things and you are paving the way for so many. And so many, not just because you're a woman and a mother and a leader, no, because you're giving real value for brand creation, for, you know, growing your business, for going global, for bringing emotions into everyday work, which we don't find. We have also South Africa. Hi, mm-hmm. South Africa.
Right.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you, Siham.
Me too.
So are you excited about the book? How's it coming along?
Well, I'm almost there, you know.
I know. Yes, soon we'll celebrate it.
I'm so happy about it. And then,
bring you
know,
back here with the book in your hands. This is what we want to do.
I will. Very soon. I will come back with my book. Very soon. And I'm very happy about it because, you know, when I went this week and then, you know, last week, and I started rereading some chapters, and I was so happy that I wrote that. And I was so, you know, oh, this is me. I wrote this. I'm, you know, I was so excited about it that I want to finish it as soon as possible because I want it out there. I know it got a lot of value. Yes. And I know it's going to add value to all the business decision makers who are looking actually to improve their business and grow, because we cannot grow if we don't understand our consumer, if we do not fit our products to the person who will buy it. It's very important. We cannot just bring the best ideas will die if they don't find a buyer. So we need to find, you know, to make sure that our product is a good fit, not only in terms of features, you know, not only in terms of functional features, but emotionally as well.
Mm-hmm.
And building a brand, building good messages that would talk to the needs of the people out there and our target market. So to me, I see it as a big, big added value to business decision makers, and I hope many, many of them will read it, because it will. I'm pretty sure it will help them a lot.
I am sure. And I can't wait to read it and to hold it as well. This is amazing. Well, congratulations for the work
you
do, for, you know, what you stand for. Here's, you have all the congrats from Salma. It is very interesting. I know
thank
that someone would love to have the book in their hands, and, you know, and for the incredible work that you are doing. This is such a sophisticated field where you are. Yet no one, and I really insist, can do business without branding.
Exactly.
No one. You are like a must go through space, which is branding. It's true. So Siham, whoever wants to get more about their branding, contact with Siham. I'm going to drop also your links as a CEO of Integrate. You work in Morocco and globally, and your work is very, very valuable.
Thank you.
For being with me today, do you want to say one last word about to encourage more people to understand what's branding before we wrap up?
Well, I think what I will encourage people before getting to branding is to understand themselves. You know, take care of yourself, you are a brand yourself. You know, before that I used to put the company before myself, but then I understood that I was a stronger brand than the company, and the company cannot succeed without me as being a strong brand. So I started working on my branding before, you know, getting into the offers and the different products and services. So work in your personal branding as a CEO, as an entrepreneur, because it's very important. Then move on to the offers, to the products, to the services.
Well, you're doing it so beautifully, and you are such a beautiful role model. You have all those comments. Thank you, everyone, for being with us today. This has been delightful. Thank you so much, Siham, for your time, for your presence. I wish you all the best, and congratulations again for the
new book. Thank you.
You are an author soon, 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 and we will be holding it. Thank you, everyone, for being with us. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.